the funeral of Michael Brown mixed personal tributes with politics. Maybe that was understandable. The shooting in Ferguson, Missouri was a specific incident, an unarmed 18-year-old who was killed during an altercation that is still under investigation.
But it also fed into a wider debate to which Brown's cousin Eric Davis referred.
We have had enough of the senseless killing. We have had enough of it. And what you guys can do to continue this is show up at the voting polls.
In the days since the shooting, some people in Ferguson have been thinking about who governs their community.
Shireen Marisol Meraji of NPR's Code Switch team recently returned from Ferguson.
For nearly 2 weeks after Michael Brown's death, protesters gathered in front of the police department in central Ferguson. Marco Watson was there and said Brown was his classmate.
I'm not only here for my friend, I'm here for us as a people. This has been long overdue. You got to stand up and fight for what you believe in. Because if you don't, you sitting here accepting what you're against.
Watson said he just turned 18 and then reached into his pocket to pull out a crumpled voter registration card someone handed to him at an earlier march.
All I need is a pen.
And you're gonna fill that out?
I'm going to fill this out. Yes, I will. I want to vote the right people in office.
Voter registration tables were set up in the protest zone, and members of the black fraternity Alpha Phi Alpha canvassed the neighborhood where Brown was killed, registering African-American voters. The city of Ferguson is two-thirds black, but nearly all of its elected officials are white. The mayor, 5 of the 6 city council members, and 6 of the 7 school board members.
I've been here 48 years, and I've never missed an election.
Just a couple of blocks away from the protests, Jim Smith and David Prost enjoyed a midday coffee break. Smith is 87, and Prost is in his late 70s. Who did you gentlemen vote for in the last municipal elections?
The new mayor, and he's white. I don't know how he got in there, but people must have voted for him. Those other people you complain... do not vote.
I did vote at the last election for our current mayor, and I think our city will move forward with him.
Smith and Prost represent the most active voters in Ferguson. Older and white, says David Kimball, a political science professor at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Political change often lags behind the demographic change, and in Ferguson, the African-American population, or a large part of it, has moved in the last decade or two.
He says white residents have long-established community organizations that recruit candidates and campaign on their behalf. But Kimball adds, there are signs that the power dynamic is starting to change. He points out that after the black superintendent of schools was suspended by an all-white school board and then resigned last spring, African-American voters took action.
A group recruited a slate of 3 candidates to run for the 3 open seats on the school board in the election in April, and 1 African-American candidate was elected.
You know, civic participation is not a requirement for your human rights to be respected by local police.
Jason Johnson is a political science professor at Hiram College. He traveled to Ferguson to observe the protests and says activists should be careful not to suggest Brown was shot and killed because of black voter apathy, especially considering just 12% of all registered voters in Ferguson turned out last election.
While no one seems to want to bother to vote in municipal elections, it's clearly the African-American population that feels even less responded to by local government.
But Johnson adds, voting can change Ferguson's future, and he hopes that the activism sparked by Michael Brown's death will draw more African-Americans to the polls. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.